You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24 Radio, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle's dedicated weekly design show. I'm your host, Josh Fennett. Now, in each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. Covering everything from buildings to typography and fashion, the show dedicates a few minutes to pontificating on the past, present, and future of the design world. This week, Mary Pelletier explains how the keffiyeh, a traditional headscarf, became an icon of political import in Palestine.
Few items of clothing have as much symbolism stitched into their history as the Palestinian keffiyeh. In any given city or village in the Palestinian territories, you are guaranteed to spot one, an instantly recognizable scarf with a unique checked pattern, almost like a fishnet, trimmed with knotted tassels. Older gentlemen often wear keffiyeh as traditional headdresses in red and white or black and white, while younger generations drape them around the neck, scarf-style, in various hues, a look that has transcended international boundaries as a Palestinian solidarity symbol. But the keffiyeh didn't always have a reputation. Far from it. The stitched cotton fabric measures nearly a meter square, and for hundreds of years has been worn throughout the Middle East as sun-deflecting headgear, a sort of Arab farming necessity. Some historians say that the keffiyeh pattern could date back to ancient Mesopotamia, but with no way to prove it, the garment's origins remain a mystery. So how did this utilitarian piece of headwear become wrapped up in the Palestinian national struggle? Fast forward to the 20th century, specifically the 1930s Arab revolt in British Mandate Palestine. Palestinian nationalists adopted the scarf, and after 3 years of fighting the British administration, the keffiyeh had become a symbol of Arab resistance, at least locally. It wasn't until the 1960s, when Yasser Arafat appeared on the world stage, that the keffiyeh became an international political symbol. As leader of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, Arafat was rarely seen without his black and white headdress, styled in a unique way, draped over his right shoulder, creating a triangular shape to represent historic Palestine. It became part of his resistance uniform in the fight against the Israeli occupation, and in turn, the zigzagging keffiyeh pattern began showing up everywhere, on political posters, stitched into the Palestinian flag, and around the necks of left-wing international supporters in the 1980s. But with political fashion also comes controversy, and discussions of cultural reappropriation, as retailers began to profit from the pattern. In the mid-2000s, Urban Outfitters began marketing the keffiyeh as an anti-war scarf, establishing it as a hipster must-have. But Urban Outfitters was forced to pull the scarves after Jewish groups condemned the company for being anti-Israel, and Palestinian groups criticized their attempt to capitalize on the struggle. And it wasn't just low fashion that hopped on the freedom-fighting train. The scarves also hit the Balenciaga catwalk in 2007, where bespoke keffiyeh were being sold for upwards of £3,000. Today, there is only one keffiyeh factory left in Palestine, Hirbawi Textiles, in the southern city of Hebron. Recently, the 60-year-old factory has struggled to stay afloat, competing with cheaper, lower-quality scarves produced in China and India. The factory's 14 looms aren't as busy as they once were, but Hirbawi is staging a comeback, reasserting itself online and diversifying their selection, exporting a rainbow of traditional and new bright color combinations to Europe and the United States. Here, the Hirbawi family merges national pride with fashion and is happy to see the keffiyeh around the world, so long as it bears their label, Made in Palestine.
Our very special thanks to Mary Pelletier there for that report on the Palestinian keffiyeh. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or download the podcast anytime. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more delights to uncover in the design pages of Monocle magazine, the 10th anniversary of which will be celebrated with the upcoming March issue. But for now, from me, Josh Fennett, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.